Your name?
E. Faye Williams, attorney for Mr. Gregory.
Can you talk about the charges against Mr. Gregory were dropped, and I want to get to that in a second, but the meeting you had with BP, this is regarding the oil spill in the Gulf Coast that you went over to London to have.
Yes, well, Mr. Art Rocker is chairman of Operation People for Peace, and we got involved in this case because I'm from Louisiana, first of all, and of course Mr. Gregory is a civil and human rights activist, so the three of us have been very actively involved in our efforts to get people paid who had not been paid. We've been hearing about others who were politically well connected who were getting paid, but the poor people were not. So we began, under the direction of Mr. Art Rocker, collecting names and addresses and all of the appropriate information for people to file a claim who had suffered damages. They still were not paid. We began meeting with Mr. Feinberg. We met with him many times. We had gone in and out of his office at 1455 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest in Washington, D.C., near the Willard Hotel. It's called the Willard Office Building. We'd never been stopped before, turned around, and told that we could not go. We had sent Mr. Feinberg a note letting him know that we would be coming to Washington in that September time when Mr. Gregory was arrested. We picketed outside. We told him we would be demonstrating outside, and we did just that. Many of the poor people who had claims came up from Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, Florida, Louisiana, and they were picketing. So we then decided that some of the leaders should go in and see Mr. Feinberg, as we always did when Mr. Rocker came to Washington. We were stopped at the reception desk and told that we could not go up. And so Mr. Rocker then made a call up to Mr. Feinberg's office. Mr. Feinberg's staff said, well, he's in a meeting now. And, we were still prepared to wait for him and indicated that we would wait. Mr. Rocker made a second call to see if he were out, and he still wasn't out. So Mr. Rocker informed the person in Mr. Feinberg's office that we were downstairs waiting. And as we were waiting, the police arrived. And they arrested Mr. Gregory and another young man who was here from North Carolina, who was not even involved in what we were doing, but arrested Mr. Gregory and a young man by the name of William Brown. They were taken to jail, put in the police car and taken to jail, as the people who were here, the claimants, were crying and saying, don't take him to jail, don't take him to jail, because that was not their purpose for coming here, you know, to go to jail or to be arrested. So Mr. Gregory was taken, he was placed in jail, and then of course he came out. I mean, no bail or anything like that. He came out of jail, and we came to court, and then today we were prepared for the trial, and the case was dismissed.
Ms. Williams, one more question before I turn to Mr. Gregory.
Yes.
You go to London to
yes.
meet with BP. Now, BP, that's the oil spill.
Yes.
They're responsible.
Yes.
And yet they tell you to talk to the U.S. government.
Well, Kenneth Feinberg is the administrator or the czar for BP, representing them in the United States to pay the claims for, you know, the disaster. And so that's why they sent sent us back to him. We had, of course, gone to Mr. Feinberg many times, and he was not moving. He was not taking any action toward resolving this. So we went to BP. We thought going to the headquarters might help, and we would go there and argue our case. But they simply referred us back to Washington and Kenneth Feinberg.
Mr. Gregory is a human rights activist. Why did you take on this issue out of so many?
Well, I don't think it's any that's important right now. It's that I never knew anything about the Gulf. But when we got involved and had a face on it. You think of the Gulf, you think of fish and shrimp, but you don't think of people. And then when you get involved with it and see all the people that have no voice, and that's where we just say thanks to Art Rocker and his group, because nobody else is looking out for them. What they would like for them to do is go to court. You know, now who's gonna handle all them people with no money? And so the easiest way to solve this is get a settlement, like they do for all of the folks with the money. Nobody's going to court now. You just go in, and they look at it and say, okay, they legitimate. And 10,000 pieces we sent the claimants that was legitimate. They didn't say they weren't legitimate. They just refused to pay.
There's been different treatment between those who are wealthy and they've been
yes.
versus those without.
Yes, uh-huh. Right, yeah, they've been paid. All your Mississippi casinos not only was paid, the waiters, the people that run the casino, the slot machine people, all of them not just paid, but how much money have you lost in tips? And they paid that too.
despite the fact that this has kind of fallen off the radar as far as the Gulf Coast, how do things stand as far as the cleanup of the Gulf Coast?
I have no idea about the cleanup. You hear the government have sued them, they've fined them, and just lately there's some cases against them that they had to pay a lot of fines on. But I'm not following that.
And BP is spending millions of dollars on public relations trying to state that they have cleaned it up. But we're aware of people who have become very ill, who've actually died as a result of what has happened in the Gulf. So we don't see all of this cleanup that they're talking about. The problems have not been resolved. And I think that's why they're spending the millions of dollars on a public relations campaign to try to overcome what we've been able to show, and that is that the poor and the underrepresented people have not been paid.
Mr. Rocker, you've done a lot of work on this issue. What do you make of today? They're not moving forward with charges against Mr. Gregory.
Well, that's tremendous. I think because of the fact he did not have an opportunity to spend time in jail, it gives us an opportunity to continue our fight, because we need those days perhaps to go back to Ken Feinberg's office. And keep in mind, Ken Feinberg has always welcomed us to his office. I mean, his doors is open and welcome hinges when it comes to me. He's always told us that. And he put Dick Gregory in jail. So the point is that now what we're getting ready to do is go back to the Gulf Coast. We're going to have over 400 ministers whom all are involved to sign a petition. We're going to bring it back up here on a scroll. And we will continue to do our media campaign and bring the scroll up here to submit to the president so that he can be aware of what's taking place. There are really two presidents involved. One is named President Dudley, there with Bob Dudley, there with BP. And the other one is named President Barack Obama, who recommended Ken Feinberg. So we feel confident that he by making him aware of this situation, giving him an awareness campaign, that probably he might have an interest in this. We recognize the fact that Bob Dudley had an interest. However, he requested that we go to Ken Feinberg to pay the check, and also had his executives call us and requested that Ken Feinberg pick up the check from him. And to this day, we haven't received checks for our people. And this has been going on for a year and a half. And just something else, over a year and a half ago, when Ken Feinberg requested that we bring over all of these claims up to his office, we brought a total of about 20,000. Then we narrowed it down to somewhere around 10,000. Ken Feinberg promised us that he would give claim numbers. You know when he gave us our claim numbers? Like 2 weeks ago, he sent out a couple thousand claim numbers. And we've been sitting there. And he's the one that said there was legitimate claims and not bogus, but the people still has not been paid.
Can you explain, it's kind of complicated, why two presidents are important here, both the BP president and the U.S. president? What did they do? They capped the amount. The U.S. government must have played a role at capping the amount that BP would pay out.
Well, I don't think the president actually capped the amount. What happened was that was the amount that was agreed upon in, you know, bargaining. The president certainly tried his best to take care of the people and to make sure that BP took care of the people that were actually owed money. And so there was an agreement to put that $21 billion, you know, aside to pay the very claimants that we were representing. And yet, almost 2 years have gone by and they've not yet been paid. These people are suffering terribly. These little towns are suffering. We visited down through Tuskegee, Alabama, Pritchett, Alabama, all of these places that have no cash industry, as Mr. Rocker has said. They depended upon those little fish sandwiches they sold, or people passing through the town, you know, going down to the Gulf. So all of that's gone right now. These people are suffering. And as I said, we've known people whose children have had asthma, who've gotten really terrible immune system problems, and they have no money to take care of their children. We've had people come up here, got sick while they were here, you know, as a result of what has happened to them at back home. Right in front of Mr. Feinberg's office, a young woman just passed out, you know, because she'd been breathing all of these poisonous or these toxins at home. So it was on a hot day when she came here, and she just simply passed out. And we know of other cases and of people who have died. Their doctors have submitted statements that people have been negatively impacted by these toxins. In other cases, like in Agent Orange, and also in the case on the 9/11 case in New York, Mr. Feinberg handled these cases, and he's paid these people. He didn't even require a doctor's excuse for those, but for some reason, he's asking that of these poor minorities from down south.
Thank you so much for your time. Mr. Gregory, any quick final thoughts you should kind of share as you stand outside the D.C. Superior Court having the charges against you dropped?
Happy they dropped, but we'll win this.
Thank you so much.